Our guest in the cafe this morning is Nick Patras, who's the director of the Counseling Center at A&M Commerce. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
Hear you on Lines After Dark.
Occasionally, I get the great pleasure of being on Lines After Dark. I have a wonderful time with the students.
Every so often. So Nick is a familiar voice on KETR. Well, Monday is April 2nd, is Mental Health Matters Day at A&M Commerce.
That is correct. It is a day that we, along with some campus partners, the Office of the President, Campus Rec, Student Disability Resources and Services, and Athletics have joined together to bring a laser focus to the issue of mental health issues. It is work that needs to go on every day of the year, but we're trying to harness the collective conscious of the campus community and the greater community around us to say that mental health does matter. Mental health matters, and what do we need to do to continue to improve that?
It seems that you shouldn't have to use the word matters in there, but I guess for some people that you have to convince them that it's a real thing.
Well, we're conditioned to believe that if we have a broken bone, we'll go seek help for that. If we have a really bad case of the flu, we'll finally drag ourselves to the doctor's office. But for some reason, when we have a health condition that relates to our brain and our emotional health, that we should be able to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and that there is shame and stigma still attached to seeking help for mental health challenges.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a full day of activities, but sort of the big attraction is a young man by the name of Kevin Hines, who's coming here to speak on Monday afternoon.
That is correct. Kevin came to our attention as a suicide survivor, but more importantly, a mental health advocate who has just been passionate since that day in September 2000 when he attempted to take his life from the Golden Gate Bridge.
So he jumped off the bridge.
Yes.
And survived the fall.
He is in that 1% of survivors, and he is the only survivor that I'm aware of and that's out there in the literature who actually is out speaking about and advocating for mental health and help seeking and getting help.
What time and where does he speak?
He is on at 2 o'clock in Ferguson. The first 300 students will get a copy of his book, Cracked, Not Broken. The Office of the President is providing those. He's going to personalize those. I'm told that his talk is absolutely powerful and riveting. So we really, it's basically hashtag fill up Ferguson. We want community members, we want the faculty staff, and we want as many students as we can get in Ferguson.
That's at 2 p.m. on Monday afternoon. We're talking with Nick Patras, who is the director of the Counseling Center at A&M Commerce. Then I don't know that we want to go through every one of the workshops, but you do have a full day of workshops. And then there's an event at the Wesleyan that evening that involves a meal.
Absolutely.
So
it's an interesting full day. There's a couple of opportunities for faculty and staff and students to participate in gatekeeper suicide prevention training called Question, Persuade, and Refer. There is an exercises mental medicine workshop, and then we're closing out the day with faith and mental health and mental challenges, which is at 6 o'clock in the Wesleyan, which will involve soups and chilies and whatnot and a good discussion.
Is there a webpage for all of this?
To the Counseling Center, just go to the Counseling Center webpage, and then you can access it from there.
And we'll make a link also when we put this up on the KETR website. As the director of the Counseling Center at A&M Commerce, what do you see that concerns you in terms of mental health among students and others here?
I think there are two facts that are really probably not talked about enough. Mental health issues tend to emerge by age 24. So when you think about it, the population, the traditional college student that's on our campus has a higher probability of having those issues emerge than someone who's an older adult. Mm. So they're here on our campus. And then over the past 5 years, there has been about a 30% increase in students coming in for help because the issues they're dealing with are more complex than they were ever before when you and I were originally in college.
How so?
Many of our students arrive already taking psychotropic medications. Many people who would not have been able to come to school, perhaps diagnosed with severe schizophrenia or something like that, now with the advent of medication, are able to function on the campus and function well and graduate. But there's a complexity that did not exist a few years ago.
Okay, it's Mental Health Matters Day, Monday at A&M Commerce. Kevin Hines speaking in the Ferguson Auditorium at 2 p.m. Nick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
Nick Patras with the A&M Commerce Counseling Center. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.